do. I'm at a loose end since I split with you. I did my best, tried hard to please. Now all I've got is my memories. What will I do now? Heaven knows. Find another, I suppose. Now you say you don't want to know. What did I do? Where did I go wrong? Since you left, it seems so long. We made a good bet, everyone agrees. Now all I've got is my memories. What will I do now? Heaven knows. Find another, I suppose. Now you say you don't want to know.
Chalky and Toques, of course, you know, a stalwart Chalky and Toques. I mean, what I wanted them to have was a couple of, you know, long-haired, pot-bellied dudes with large bunches of keys strapped to their Levi's and stuff like that for their roadies, who knew what they were doing, kind of thing, rather than Chalky and Toques, who are the most fabulous people and great and such a laugh and everything, but they didn't actually know, you know, a 13-amp plug from a fucking hole in the ground. I mean, I remember one particular time, Chalky, who'd often said that he used to be an electrician or anything, on one stage, I saw him fiddling. This was during the afternoon while I was setting up or whatever, and I saw him fiddling around down by this mains board or something. And I said, "What are you doing, Chalky?" And he said, "So I know about this. I used to be an electrician." And he was just about to poke with a screwdriver this live wire. And I said, "Chalky, don't touch that, you know." And he didn't actually, I mean, he would in fact have fried himself if he hadn't done that. So perhaps he owes me his life. But there's some fairly fraught moments. And I had numerous arguments with the group saying, "For fuck's sake, get rid of these people, will you? They don't know what the fuck they're doing. This is real life now. It's not some kind of Camden Town game we're still playing here."